The Life and Words of Joshua of Nazareth According to John. Joshua is a more accurate translation of what has been traditionally translated Jesus. Basic book introduction. Distinguish between the author and his subject. The author is believed to be Joshua's disciple John, who lived and traveled with Joshua for over 3 years as Joshua brought his message to the world, starting with the people of Israel. John, the assumed author of the book, no doubt had most things correct about Joshua since he was with him and taught by him for over 3 years. This author believes that he accurately remembered and wrote down what Joshua said and did, John 14:26. However, the reader must understand the distinction between his accurately recording what Joshua said and did versus his having a perfect understanding of what Joshua said and did. For example, a person can see a man running down a street in an urgent fashion yelling, "Fire!" The person witnessing the man running can accurately identify the time and place and other facts associated with the event, but the witness cannot know for sure why the man is running and yelling, "Fire!" In like manner, let the reader understand all men, including the men who were with Joshua, and including this commentator, had beliefs, religious baggage to speak, that hindered them from having a perfect understanding of Joshua and his purpose. They, like us, had minds containing things, particularly religious things, which are not from Joshua, which things they could not reconcile with some of the things Joshua said. One example is Acts 1, verse 6. Even while they accurately recorded what he said and did, therefore, the reader should place full confidence in Joshua and his words only in terms of having as close to a perfect understanding of Joshua as is possible. This is only reasonable as no one but Joshua could have a perfect understanding of Joshua. While John's narrative and commentary, in contrast to Joshua's own words and teachings, are almost certainly accurate in regard to historical details of the circumstances of Joshua's life, only the words of Joshua alone should have the reader's full trust in regard to understanding Joshua and his purposes, revealing the whys regarding Joshua's words and actions. To assist the reader in this endeavor, Joshua's words are in bold in this publishing of John's book. This commentator comments are italicized and either contained in parentheses or preceded by a superscripted number. Sections of text that are in title case, where the first letter of each word in a phrase or sentence is capitalized, are quotes from the Old Testament scripture or Hebrew scripture. The purpose of this commentary's comments is threefold. First, is to try and define terms according to Joshua's own usage in the four Gospels, and to do so using simpler or clarified terms or phrases that avoid religious vocabulary. This is necessary for readers with little or no exposure or concepts they have not encountered before, or terms or concepts that have been given an incorrect meaning through current religious culture. For example, an important concept, religious leaders, has been hidden by using the specific name of religious sect leadership, the Pharisees. The modern reader will have little idea what Pharisees were, but they can certainly grasp the concept, quote, religious leaders, which is exactly what the Pharisees were. An example of a term that has been modified by current religious culture would be prophet. This term has come to mean in the current religious culture a person who foretells future events. The term, as Joshua used it, simply means someone who speaks God's truths. Second, is to bring to the reader's attention the important teachings of Joshua which are nullified, canceled out, or made of no effect by contradictions with other passages in the Bible or by contemporary religious teaching. This is not exhaustive, but rather brings to light the contradictions which, in this commentator's opinion, nullify some of the more important teachings of Joshua. Third is to clear the dirt off his person and saying, so to speak, for those who want to hear but have been confused or deceived by the myriad of other voices that claim to understand Joshua better than Joshua understands Joshua. For those people who participate in the religious system, perhaps the most commonly used mantra of the Bible-based religious system's leadership is something like, quote, "Jesus doesn't mean that. You need us, your educated clergy, to understand what Jesus really meant," unquote. This commentator has news for you. Jesus probably did mean what he said. No, I don't mean that you turn figurative language into literal language, like when he says, quote, "If your right eye causes you to sin, rip it from your head," unquote. Rather, I'm referring to his teachings that go against humankind's normal inclination or that challenge some aspect of the way I am living. For example, the simple teaching, love your enemies. Yes, it does mean that. No, joining a military and killing the enemy cannot be reconciled with, quote, love your enemies. You may not like what Joshua has to say, but let him say it and don't twist his words. After all, if Joshua is who he says he is, we would do well to listen. This book opens with John writing about who he believes Joshua is, as well as what he understood Joshua did prior to and coming to the earth. We pick up right at the beginning of the book.